We're now joined for our weekly chat about Milan Lady Wildcat basketball with head coach Nathan Simler of the Milan girls basketball program. Look back at last week. It was an interesting week for Milan because if you look at a six-team tournament and you finish in fifth, you kind of think at that point, well, maybe it wasn't a real good week for the girls and they didn't play up to capabilities. You know, they didn't get first place, and I know it was frustrating for them. We talked about last week to end up in that consolation final, but they went 2-1. And coach ended up beating the eventual champion. You take Knox County out of the equation. That was kind of a rough night for the girls. It sounded like it was a pretty good week last week. You had to be pleased overall.
Yeah, overall, I was pleased. We did a lot of really good things, being the first kind of run out there. That tournament was a lot better for us to go into, seeing some bigger teams and seeing some better programs than playing with just 1A schools and just getting through things. So we have a lot of things to fix still, but it's still early in the season, so I think the girls are really cracked down on some things, so we'll see tonight.
Did you see, it was Schuyler County last Saturday, so you won that one 58-49. Overall, how did you feel like the girls played and competed in that game?
The girls played well. I mean, we had way too many turnovers. Our defense is leaving some holes open, so we kind of close those hopefully this week, and on our offensive transition, we were kind of turning the ball over a little too much, I think. We weren't finding that person right away, kind of hesitating a little bit. But our big thing is, I mean, I always preach about going to the free throw line, get to the free throw line, make our free throws, all that kind of stuff. Our goal is to shoot 20-plus free throws a night, and that game we shot 47.
It's nice to have a team that you feel like you didn't play maybe your A game, and you still scored 58 points. You know, you had some teams a couple years ago that if you get up to 45, 50, you're having a pretty good night.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, putting the ball in the basket is not a kind of a problem for us. It's just keeping control of the basketball is our problem right now.
And, you know, that's a big problem to have, too, because you and I both know this, that those, you know, I put turnovers when I keep track of them. I put them into two different, kind of settings. You have a dead ball turnover, you can get back set defensively. You don't like those, but you can kind of live with those because you can get things set up. Those live ball turnovers, they end up being layups a lot.
Yeah, I mean, those are things that are on our transition. Then we're just throwing little passes away, and I mean, it turns into transition for their team, and so we give up points, and so that's the one thing we got to really buckle down on tonight.
So you have the two grays that moved in from Schuyler County. Obviously, you got Katie Pauly as a freshman who moved up to the varsity level this year, and you have a group that's back last year that know each other pretty well. Just kind of meshing the particular groups, is that still challenging? Obviously, I know they get along, but is it challenging to mesh a group of eight, nine girls that didn't necessarily play a lot with each other last year?
No, I mean, we play a lot this summer, and so they kind of got to know each other, and they got to know the ups and downs of each other. The big thing that we're fighting it right now is on our defense. It takes about 2 to 3 years to really learn it really good, and the new girls, the great girls that just moved in, they hadn't had that defense, so they're kind of trying to learn at a fast-forward speed.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this last week, how it'd be kind of, a slower week coming off of the tournament. You have a game tonight. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But you've had a lot of practice time, Coach. How beneficial has the time in the gym been over the last four nights?
It's been really good. I mean, we watched a lot of film. We've been in the gym just working on our transition, working on taking care of the basketball, trying to close those holes on defense, and then hopefully we can get back on track come tonight.
Yeah, when I ran into you for the Novinger game, your opener, which we called and had on the air, it's kind of surprising, but I know there's a lot of schools. If you don't host a tournament, it seems like all these schools, Trenton's in this caliber too, you kind of stuck in that 5, 6, 7 home game slate. So you play about 5, 6, or 7 at home, and you have 20 where you get on the bus, and you got a lot of getting on the bus here over the next week.
Yeah, this year we're on our away trip kind of deal, and so like next week we go to Polo and Maysville, so back-to-back. So that next week will be a long week, and then, I mean, we finally come home on the 20th against Princeton. Mm-hmm. So after the first year, we stay home a little bit, or we stay closer at least. So, I mean, it won't be as bad of road trips as this next week's going to be.
I'll do a little brief correction. You said the 20th. It's actually the 18th. But it's that Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, week from Tuesday. So, let's start breaking down these games and look at it. Obviously, you get a rematch. Not necessarily the same gym because you played the middle school gym Saturday, but you get Schuyler County in their high school gym tonight. What did you learn about them the first time you played them, Coach?
They're big. They have two girls. They got the Buckaloo girl and the Ashman girl that are solid players, and they're good sized girls on the inside. So we got to make sure we know where they're at. They got some spot up shooters that work well with the ball. So we got to really play out on their shooters, but then also be able to take away the inside presence.
And it sounds like too, and you can kind of verify this when you talk about you need to lessen the amount of turnovers that you have, and just make it that comes down to. If you think a pass is there, and you kind of learn this too, you figure out what the speed of the game is at the varsity level, and your decision making. You hope anyway. You hope it gets more solid as the season goes on.
Yeah, the turnover thing—it's just going to be playing together and getting to know each other really good. When the Gray girls comes in, she's running our point guard spot. She's just not really sure on who to pass to or when to pass to everybody. We play more of an open style offense, to where it's more of a read and react, and so she's just not used to that yet, but we're going to get there.
We talked about Katie. We talked about the Grays, a girl that I thought, and I know a lot of the points came on layups in transition and things like that, but I thought against Novinger, Courtney McCollum had a really good night. How has she looked since, Coach?
Courtney McCollum's always going to be good. She's solid. She's really quick, and she's the top of our defense. So she gets those deflections, which cause into turnovers, and then which gets her to release. Courtney's going to get stronger as the year goes on. That's just her MO. She'll struggle for a while, which she's doing right now in our shooting. But towards the second half of the year, she'll start really finding that stride on her outside shot.
And with some of the upperclassmen, Courtney's in this discussion. They had some pressure on their shoulders that, the team wasn't as deep in past years, so they had to be the ones to score the ball and be able to, get victories that way. There's not as much pressure on them. Is that noticeable that they're just playing more loose this year because they have the depth around them in scoring?
Yeah, it's a little bit with that, but I think they just don't see that they need to score. Last year Courtney was the number one returning score for me, and then the Castro girl was the number two returning score for me, and they're just kind of sitting back and just letting everybody else kind of do some work, and they need to really step up and take that role and be like, hey, you know what, I'm here, let me have it. So
I tell you, somebody who I thought when I saw her in the Novinger game really, really improved was Senna Buniasi.
Oh yeah, she's gotten so much better. She's really big for us this summer. She was a monster for us this summer. Her hands have gotten so much better, rebounding, boxing out, that kind of stuff's gotten so much better. She's finally using her body size to her advantage, and she's just getting better every game. We just got to make sure we keep those hands to where they can catch some basketballs for us.
Polo beat Winston last night, and I know Winston's a Class 1 team, and some decent players, but can struggle when they play some of the GRC teams, as it sounds like it was the case last night. I don't know exactly what Polo has, but I can say this just by looking at scores. They look like they're better this year from last year. Your team, I think I can certainly say the same, too. I like the matchup on Tuesday. That Polo-Milan game, it's an intriguing one with some storylines to it for me.
Yeah, Polo has some returning players that are pretty good. They got three girls that are pretty solid. The Kelly girl from over there, she's going to score her points and everything like that. She's a guard, but we just got to play our game and get out and run.
How helpful is it, Coach, that you have a couple of years under your belt now in the Grand River Conference, that Polo and Maysville, who you play next Friday, they're quite a distance away from Milan, but now you've played them head-to-head a couple of times, so you kind of know what they have. How much is that helpful for you?
That's really helpful. It's also really helpful being in the GRC to where, we see a lot of teams over this way, so when I'm trying to get scouts from people, they're like, hey, you know what, if you see this person, give me that scout, and I'll trade you for this scout. So it helps out a lot that way instead of staying over east so much and then never seeing over here and then trying to get scouts from people.
So, you go a bus ride tonight over to Queen City. Polo, that's not a short bus ride on Tuesday. You go to Maysville, that's about an hour and a half on 6 going west for you on Friday of next week. What's the biggest key that you've discovered over the years for getting on a bus for quite a lengthy trip, being able to get off the bus and play well?
Getting off the bus, it's food, honestly. Those girls go through school all day, and then they eat lunch or whatever, but they don't really have any good snacks. And so we try to get them a good sandwich and some good fruit and everything like that. Richardson's from our our local grocery store. They do a great job of getting us sandwiches and getting us fruit snacks and just things to get the girls some energy, and then they get up a little bit, and then you have that fuel for that later in that night.
Coach Nathan Simler of the Milan Lady Wildcats, they are 3-1. They'll head back to Schuyler County tonight at Polo to begin GRC play on Tuesday. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck over at Queen City against the Rams tonight.
Thanks, Tom.